This week, Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers come to town for a Monday night matchup here in Philadelphia. And again, both teams desperate to get a win. On this week's show, we're breaking down the Panthers on both sides of the ball. We've got a little Cam, some Luke Kuechly, a very familiar pressure scheme to look at. But first, we're going to do a little self-scouting right now on Eagles Game Plan. Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. I'm Brian Baldinger and Mike Quick and Ike Reese. And guys, just quick takeaways from what happened on Sunday. What'd you see, Ike?
Well, I didn't see any takeaways. That's the first thing. And defensively, seriously, I saw a disturbing trend. This is four straight games where it looks like the defense hasn't gotten any better. And the effort Sunday just wasn't there. And there's too many times where we're starting to see where there's mix-ups in the secondary.
Breakdowns that lead to touchdowns.
Whereas after 4 weeks, you would think they would be getting better, and I'm still seeing the same breakdowns each week.
You give up too many big plays, and you have missed assignments, especially on the back end. That's a recipe for losing ball games.
Now, can I watch this offense right now? I mean, they are just anemic at scoring. I mean, they never threatened the end zone in this game, and I had high hopes to see Nick Foles play well in this game. I don't think he ever really got that opportunity between the breakdowns and blitz pickup, the way that they were attacking this Redskins team. I mean, they never really challenged him, and that's what was disappointing to me. They never really got into a game plan. He never got into a rhythm.
You've got two top-flight wide receivers on this team, and between the two of them, you get 5 yards. That's a bad, bad day.
Mike, I think we should go take a closer look at what Nick Foles did, the good and the bad on Sunday.
Let's do just that.
Mike, as analysts, it's that time of the show where we have to take a look at the quarterback. I mean, Nick Foles making his first NFL start.
Yeah.
I thought there were some encouraging things, some good throws that he made, and then there were some things that he'd probably like to have back.
Well, you know, anytime you're a quarterback and all those hits start to mount, you really can't be the same guy that you want to be and go through all of your fundamentals, and we saw that late in the game.
They've got them all up here on this third down here, Mike. All right, so they're all up at the line of scrimmage right now. I mean, look, it's a good check right here to just a hit screen to Riley Cooper. They're one-on-one on the outside, zero coverage right now. And so Nick checks. He sees it. He makes the right read right now. You need one block on the outside. Put the ball in Riley Cooper's hands right here. Let him make a play of it. I mean, we see this all the time in the league. You're going to play that style of defense, you got to make him pay.
It's a smart check, and you know that Jim Haslett was going to bring a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. You know he's going to try and hit this young quarterback as often as possible. Look at all the pressure. And they're allowing these guys to get through because the bigs on that left side, they know they want to get out in front of Riley Cooper on the screen.
Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, we saw, you know, a little counterpunching here when they did show their blitz looks right here. Look, Mike, on this right now, I think is a good design by the Eagles because they're really going to try to attack the middle linebacker, London Fletcher, who's going to back out here. He's going to bluff. Here he is. This is what you're trying to get done right now where you get that guy in the middle, and then underneath it right here, you're just going to be able to high-low him. Wherever London Fletcher goes deep, you just throw it right there to Demaris Johnson for the first down. Good route combination right here, and from the end zone, you're going to see Nick Foles throw one of his better balls of the day.
Well, I like the route combination, but I think more importantly, you're able to create that pocket, keep the pressure on the outside of him. He's able to step into the throw and deliver a very nice football in the middle.
I'd like to evaluate him, you know, when it's like this. Yeah. Clean pocket, good route combination. Guy open in the middle of the field, can he hit the open receiver? And then, look, I mean, this is 3rd and 21. It's first quarter here, Mike. I mean, they've got a safety just protecting against the deep ball.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, there's really not a whole lot he can do with this play. Plus, they don't really do a good job of picking up the blitz right here. This is a tough situation for a rookie quarterback.
The big thing is he's unable to step into this throw.
Right.
Because of the pressure in his face, he can't step up. He's got to slide to the side, thus not being able to put enough on the football.
Well, it's just a fire zone combination right there. And Shady doesn't really get square and the inside linebacker coming. And so he's got that pressure in his face. Plus, you know, the Redskins are really taking that away from him on 3rd and 21. You like to see him have something underneath where he can just check it down in that situation.
Well, you know, on the one where we saw him successful, he's able to step into the throw. This one, he's sliding and has to throw the ball off balance and not able to get enough on the football.
Mike, let's turn it over here to Ike Reese, who singled out D'Amico Ryans as having a good day, never looked at the scoreboard, played hard the entire afternoon.
Thanks, Baldy. In a game that didn't feature very many bright spots on the defensive side of the ball, there was a lone bright spot from the guy who brings his hard hat and lunch pail every week. Let's take a look at middle linebacker D'Amico Ryans here. Love the way the guy's planning us to run. You see him here, pistol formation, back in the dot. Love the way D'Amico Ryans keeps his shoulder square to the line. He's attacking. He attacks the offensive lineman. He sheds, disengage, tackle for loss. Then here's another play where, regardless of the time in the game, the score in the game, this guy seems to be playing hard all the time. And if you want to leave him unblocked, he's going to make a play here. Again, Washington double teaming. This lineman is supposed to scoop up to D'Amico because he's technically supposed to come here. He doesn't. He sees the hole. He doesn't second guess, shoots, make the play in the hole. Another tackle for loss for middle linebacker D'Amico Ryans. Again, in a game that didn't see a lot of bright spots from your defensive side of the football, here's a guy that showed up time and time again. You want to play him in the pass? He sees there's a rocket screen. He gets out, checks his pass responsibility. Got an unblocked lineman coming in at him. He sees that. Again, puts his foot in the ground, makes a play. He's quick with his decisions. Big hit. And when this guy hits you, he hits you. There's a violent intent there coming from your middle linebacker, D'Amico Ryans, and that's exactly what you want. Going to toss it back to Baldy, where he breaks down another one of our talented rookies out of the backfield, running back Bryce Brown.
Like, I think one of the bright spots on Sunday was Bryce Brown, the rookie, because he got a chance to really, not just as a receiver, but as a running back, I think he really kind of excelled in both phases of the game Sunday.
You know, the coaching staff, they're starting to really trust this guy and put a little more on him, and he's responding very well.
In the run game, he had some openings here. He had some openings. I thought a couple of well-blocked plays early in this game showed his speed and his power here, Mike.
Well, and the offensive line showing what they can do when they're playing well, controlling the line of scrimmage and creating some running lanes for Bryce Brown.
I mean, right now you're going to get a check right here because he reads the blitz from Nick Foles, so he just checks to just a straight zone. All right, two tight ends right here.
Yep.
See him get into the secondary. Just a well-blocked play right now where you cut this defense right in half right here.
That's correct.
And now you're going to get a seal on the backside right now.
Well, in a smart move. By Jake Scott. He sees that the two outside guys are taken care of.
Sure.
He looks back to the inside.
Look back to where here comes the force right now. He picks up Brandon Merriweather, picks up a first down run.
Right. That springs the play for another 10 yards because of that move by Jake Scott, a guy who was on the sofa watching a week ago.
This play over here to the left, they kind of read this blitz coming to the backside. They check to a run going away from the pressure right now. Good run check here by Nick Foles. And you see Bryce Brown, I mean, well-blocked play, breaks one arm tackle, breaks another one there here, Mike. And he's off to the races, off to a pretty good start. I mean, well blocked.
Again, offensive line controlling. Look how they move the line of scrimmage forward. That's good, solid football in the run game right here.
And just files his blocks right now, breaks that tackle. He's able to turn the corner, runs right out of his shoe on that particular play. But first round, I thought we saw some good things, especially early on in this game from Bryce Brown.
Absolutely, and that offensive line in the run game.
Coming up on the show, Cam Newton's ability to hurt you with both the run and the pass will present challenges for the Eagles' defense Monday night. We'll check in with Greg Cosell from NFL Films to break that down when Eagles' game plan returns. Eagles' game plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan, and now let's send it to Greg Cosell, standing by at NFL Films. He'll take a look at the Carolina Panther attack. It may look a little familiar to what the Redskins did on Sunday.
Thanks, Baldy. You know, this week when the Eagles play the Carolina Panthers will really be an intriguing matchup because it will be the second week in a row that the Eagles face an offense whose foundation has a quarterback in the shotgun with running plays based out of the shotgun. You get the pistol concepts. You get the read option concepts. It requires great defensive discipline, something the Eagles struggled a bit with last week against RG3 and the Redskins. If you remember, RG3 had a 28-yard run in that game, which I'd like to show you. It was a great example of not playing with great discipline. You see here that they're in the pistol formation. The tight end, Logan Paulson, motions down inside. This will be a read option fake to Alfred Morris, the running back. Notice how hard both linebacker Akeem Jordan and defensive end Trent Cole crash down inside on Morris. There's no one outside setting the edge. So Paulson now lead blocks for Griffin, but there's no one there. Griffin runs easily for 28 yards. That's an explosive play in the NFL. Now, this week, they're going to face very similar concepts from the Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton, a much bigger version of RG3. Newton's tougher to bring down. They do a lot of the same things with the read option. And we're going to go back to a play earlier in the season against the Atlanta Falcons. Very similar concepts. They have an unbalanced line with a tight end, Greg Olsen, on the left. Here you'll see in the backfield Jonathan Stewart with Newton. He's next to Newton, not behind him, so this is not the pistol, but it's still read option concepts. Brandon LaFell will motion across the formation. He will act as a lead blocker. Now notice what happens. Very similar to what we saw Trent Cole do on the previous play, John Abraham, the defensive end for the Atlanta Falcons, crashes down inside very hard as if the ball was handed to Stewart. Newton keeps the ball. He gets on the edge, a great block by LaFell, and again, we have a 32-yard gain by Cam Newton. These are explosive plays in the NFL, plays normally associated with the passing game. So this week, the Eagles now, the second week in a row, they must practice all week with great discipline, do their homework, read keys, trust their eyes. All those things, they may be cliches, but they have to be done in order to defend an option-type offense with the quarterback in the shotgun. The read option is very difficult to defend. You must play with tremendous discipline. That's the challenge for the Philadelphia Eagles defense this week.
Thanks for breaking down that read option, Greg. Ike, back in the draft, I mean, there's a lot of guys on the Eagles board, and one of them was this guy, the middle linebacker here, the Carolina Panthers, Luke Kuechly, who has not disappointed this year in the NFL.
Yeah, you're talking about a complete linebacker, a three-down guy. Guy plays great versus the run and the pass. It's the reason why this guy was the best linebacker in college football last year.
Well, he sees it, and then that's technique right there. He protects his legs. He stays alive right here. He keeps leverage. You know, Matt Forte, and then he finishes the play, Ike.
Yeah, and this is not a small back. Great job keeping himself clean. Matt Forte, he manages to still keep his shoulder
pads. Protects his legs there.
Square to the line of scrimmage where he can square a big running back like Forte up.
But, you know, he's also the quarterback of the defense. He gets guys lined up. And then, you know, his ability to just instinctively know where the play is going and then make that burst. I mean, he has to make this play on Marshawn Lynch if he's going to shoot the middle like this.
Their head coach is my old linebackers coach.
Okay.
And he used to have a saying, when you see a play, pull the pin and go. And that's what you're seeing from number 59 right there. He recognizes that play, and he doesn't hesitate. He's going. Here's another example of recognizing it's an A-gap, he's unblocked, and watch him shoot this
downhill here. Maybe you call it downhill, but, I mean, it's his confidence in his speed and his talent here that he recognizes it. Now he's downhill right away.
Yeah.
If you got a double team, you got to get off that double team to get him. Otherwise, he'll make these plays in the backfield all day long.
He recognizes when he's the unblocked guy, and he's fast to the football. Love this guy as a linebacker.
You can tell by his film study, Ike, that, you know, his recognition is very fast.
Yeah.
And then he's got the talent and the speed to go act on that instinct and all that study. Ike, it doesn't take you very many plays to watch the Carolina Panther defense and not see Jim Johnson's paws and footprints and handprints all over this defense from Sean McDermott, who's running this defense.
Yeah, I'm sitting here smiling and reminiscing because I recognize a few of these things I'm seeing from Sean McDermott and Ron Rivera with this Panthers defense.
Here's a play right here now where you get this situation where they're bluffing up at the line of scrimmage, but they're going to take this cross away. They're going to have a rat that's going to back out and take this cross, and that's where Peyton wants to go. They want to pick this crossing to Demaryius Thomas, and here comes the pick right now, and they're going to knock him right off of his feet right now. So they anticipate it, and then they have a player to take care of it.
Yeah, and the thing about the defense is designed to confuse the quarterback. Now, listen, we're talking about one of the game's greatest in Peyton Manning. It's going to be difficult to confuse Peyton Manning, but they give you the illusion that they're going to bring 7 to 8 guys rushing. They drop back. You see the linebacker, Davis. He does a nice job of knocking off Demaryius Thomas as he comes across. And that's where Peyton wanted to go. You have 5 yards to do that. That's called an aggressive defense.
Now, people in Philadelphia remember this because just imagine Brian Dawkins back here, okay? Imagine Dawkins coming up here on a safety blitz, right? But they're going to then double team on the outside right here, Brandon Marshall, with the inside linebacker in the corner. You've run this blitz a lot of times.
Yes.
Very successful for Jim Johnson. Eagles offense better be ready for this.
Yeah, this is out of what we used to call our Okie package. And the thing with Luke Kuechly, he lines up in the opposite A or B gap, and he's going to drop to where the blitz is coming from. He wants to get this center to turn here. They're basing the blitz off the protection. He drops, He gets the center to turn that way, gets a free rusher, linebacker Keekly out there under Brandon Marshall in the flats.
Again, Keekly is so fast, he can get underneath that out route that they want to throw to counter that blitz. I mean, that's a dangerous situation because he gets his hands on it. He could go the other way if you're not careful.
Again, designed to cause confusion. This is where our young quarterback is going to have to do a lot of film study this week.
Coming up on Eagles game plan, the Panthers' defensive pressure scheme is a familiar one. We're looking at that next when Eagles game plan returns. Welcome back to Eagles game plan. And Ike, I think it's time to turn our attention to a very underrated pass rush of the Carolina Panthers. They have a lot of guys that can flat out win in pass rush. One of them is Charles Johnson, who they pay a lot of money to and is having a good season.
And you're talking about a front four body that has gone up against the top two teams in the NFC in Atlanta and Chicago, and they've completely dominated both those offenses.
They made both offensive lines and protection teams look bad. Charles Johnson gets up off the ground right there. Cutler holds it a little too long, ends up coughing his ball up. But they've got three really good pass rushers. That's Johnson on that particular play. Greg Hardy and Frank Alexander, the other two, get after the ball, recover that fumble right there. But again, you watch right here. The Giants are going to turn the protection back right here, and it's going to allow right here Frank Alexander, the rookie out of Oklahoma, one-on-one with Andre Brown, the back, and he can't hold up, and he takes down Eli Manning.
No, that is a mistake by any offense if you're thinking a running back is going to be able to block one of these defensive ends one-on-one. But this is what the Panthers want you to do. They want you to turn that protection so that they can free up one of these guys to get single blocked by a back.
Now, here we go. You got the two ends that we've just talked about, and that in the circle is Greg Hardy, who can rush off the edge. He also, in their sub packages, Ike, can rush from the inside tackle position. Little head bob and fake right there. The guard takes his eyes off him right now with that little delay, hesitation, and then he comes. And he overruns Todd McClure, the center, takes down Matt Ryan on that play.
Yeah, and the job that I'm noticing that the Falcons aren't doing very well of, they aren't helping one another. And a defensive lineman's dream is to be singled up one-on-one with an offensive lineman. The Eagles this week will have to do a great job of being able to at times help each other out in the pass protections and also keep their heads on a swivel for any games.
Well, what they've done in these last two couple plays that we showed is they've not allowed the quarterback to step up with that inside pressure as well. Like, please join the Eagles and the American Red Cross on December 1st for the 5th annual Eagles Blood Drive. All presenting donors will receive a limited edition Todd Herrmann's number 79 t-shirt. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit www.redcrossblood.org/Eagles to make your appointment today. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. Guys, Monday night, got an extra week of preparation here, Ike. What's your final thoughts here going into this game?
I'm going to do something a little different this week, Baldy and Mike. I'm going to take this time to send out a congratulations to a guy that'll be honored on Monday night. Former teammate of mine, great friend of mine, a guy who showed me how to be a professional and have a career not only in this league, but my post-career as well. And that's number 23, Troy Vincent. Love you, big brother, a true Eagle through and through, and it's a well-deserving night. He'll be honored Monday night.
A true pro, Ike. Yep. Mike, for you on Monday night, what do you think here?
Well, I just think that they have to get back to the basics. They've got to make sure that every little detail is taken care of. Offensive line, got to get better. Running backs, got to get better. Receivers, got to get open, hold on to the football. That's going to be the key to Monday night.
But to me, Mike, it's real simple. I mean, they're on a downward spiral. No way to stop it is about effort. It's just effort, and it's with pride. Now, you got to put your name, the name on the back of your jersey out there in the field. Have pride with it and play with it. Every single snap, you never know when you could be the guy that helps them make the play that makes a play that can turn this thing around. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Eagles Game Plan. For Mike Quick and Ike Reese, I'm Brian Baldwin. We'll be back here next week as we take a look at the Dallas Cowboys. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.